This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Well, it's Tuesday, so how about we go to some war with Megan Barrett of ReaganBabe.com. I am back after being gone for a couple weeks, always happy to be behind this microphone. Wayne and I actually were together this past weekend. No, I don't want to start any rumors. We were at AmpFest, the American Priorities Conference, which you might have heard quite a bit about. Because Maggie Haberman of the New York Times found some random video meme that depicted Trump taking on CNN and the fake news media in a clip where it shows him basically blowing away all of the fake news on this video that no one saw. No one saw it. It was in a side room that was empty for the entire conference, really. Maybe two people saw it, because everybody was in the room that Wayne and I were speaking in. That was the main room and also the side rooms that hosted panels. I was there speaking with Tom Fitton as well as Catherine Engelbart on stealing elections and how voter fraud, specifically committed by the Democrats, are stealing your voices, stealing elections. And so the mainstream media for the past, I don't know, 2 days was demanding an apology from the conference as well as Trump. Well, this video was never sanctioned or even reviewed by the conference organizers. I've known these conference organizers for years, and last year the conference was only 88 people. Guess how many people we had this year, folks? Over 1,000 people. So it tells you that the conservative movement is growing. The activist movement is growing, and people left this conference with a plan of action on how they can fight the radical, violent left when they get back home. And it's not that we fight with violence. We fight with humor, and we also fight at the ballot box. And it's interesting to me because the mainstream media never really covered any of the Antifa violence or the left-wing violence against Trump supporters. We saw it in San Jose against my friend Ben Berkwam, who was hit up on the side of the head with a bag of rocks by a masked coward of Antifa, left bloodied, had nearly two dozen stitches in his head. We saw this last week outside the Minneapolis St. Paul Trump rally, where women were being spat on and hit in the face, and men as well. They were burning Trump flags, they were burning hats, and they were terrorizing Trump supporters outside. You know, the mayor of Minneapolis, who hails himself to be a community organizer on his Twitter page, geez, that sounds familiar, charged $530,000 for security around the Target Center. He charged that to the Trump campaign, I believe. $530,000, and yet we still saw a rash of violence against the paramilitary arm of the Democrat Party, which is Antifa. There were even elected officials, Democrats, in that crowd. And we also saw it against Andy Ngo, if you recall. Andy Ngo was filming Antifa in Portland, which is basically the breeding ground of these Antifa domestic terrorists. Andy Ngo was hit with dry cement, causing a brain hemorrhage. Never a peep from CNN or the New York Times or ABC or NBC. And I think Americans are seeing through this BS. Because let's start with some good news, because there's a lot of good news to share. But this news has been swept under the rug by the mainstream media, of course, because it's always the never Trump media, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But while I was at this conference with Wayne, headline reads, "Brutal wipeout for Democrats in Louisiana and the press trying to keep it quiet." The last of the Louisiana state election numbers are in, and it's not pretty for Democrats. Not only does its moderate Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards face a runoff, the state Senate has taken a super majority. and a whole bunch of key state offices went squarely to Republicans, otherwise called a rout. Funny how the press isn't covering this much. But Geiga Benson at Town Hall is, and he found a Democrat Party decimated. Among statewide office holders, the incumbent GOP lieutenant governor got 68%, attorney general 66%, treasurer 60%, and agricultural commission 58% were all reelected without the need for a runoff under the state's jungle primary style system. It also appears that the solid Republican majorities in both state legislative chambers will remain intact. With the GOP expanding its Senate advantage into supermajority territory by picking up a pair of Democrat seats. The Hill, which also had a look but ran an anodyne headline that didn't match the content of its three-alarm fire for Democrats, noted that this Democrat loss came in a special election, and those normally don't draw large numbers of voters. But this one did. And not only did the Republicans take a Senate supermajority, they almost snapped away the House, too. Amid record turnout for what is usually a sleepy off year, a regular election, Louisiana Republicans locked up enough seats in the state Senate to amount to not only a supermajority, the party came within seven seats of winning a supermajority in the state House, with eight runoff elections to come in November. What's more, the outlook continues to get strong for the GOP in Louisiana because the Republicans have consolidated. The GOP gubernatorial candidate, third-place finisher Ralph Abraham, endorsed the second-place finisher, Eddie Rispone, which makes the whole thing sound like a wave election with a big warning to the left for 2020. And that ought to be big news, a warning to the impeachment-obsessed Beltway Democrats that the voters aren't buying into their repeated stunts to unseat President Trump and overturn the will of 63 million Americans who exercised their right to vote and put Trump in office in 2016. The lack of press coverage of what ought to be front-page story almost seems delusional. Trump has noticed that one. We all recall the kind of coverage Alabama's Senate special election got when Democrat Doug Jones won in that nearby state against a flawed GOP candidate. The press couldn't stop shouting about it. And it comes on top of an uncomfortable pattern of Republicans winning special elections. Recall how Republicans won in the recent one in North Carolina? Oh, and there have been others, too. Scarier still for Democrats, the GOP is getting these votes from people who normally vote Democrat. John Cavillion, a Louisiana-based pollster who surveyed the field extensively, said Republican gains came in districts that had long voted for Democratic legislators. Even as they became more culturally conservative, so-called ancestrally Democrat regions in rural areas north and west of Lafayette, these parishes had never before given Republicans legislative candidates serious conditions or consideration. Even though President Trump won all three with more than 60% of the vote in 2016. Now, folks, this Louisiana election, as well as the North Carolina election, but this Louisiana election specifically is an harbinger, I believe, of things to come. Because as the Democrats embrace the radical communist violent left, they are leaving a huge middle of independents and discouraged Democrats, Kennedy Democrats, Reagan Democrats, and Trump Democrats. And who can blame them? Tonight we're going to have to pop the corn. We're going to have to watch, if you can stomach it, the Democrat debate. While I believe, what, a dozen, I think it is, of them try to battle it out to see who can out-commie each other, who can take more of your money, because, you know, it's not your money. You didn't build that. They want to take away your health care, your private health insurance from 150 million Americans. How do you think that's sitting with some moderate Democrats? And who is a moderate Democrat these days? Who is a moderate socialist? What is a moderate socialist? What is a moderate communist? And I always ask, why is it that socialists and Marxists and communists always find a home in the Democrat Party? Well, the answer is because that's where they're welcome. They use the DNC dollars to win elections, these communists and socialists and Marxists. And I don't know if you heard this one, but the front runner, Elizabeth Warren, Liawatha, as we like to call her, we don't know if she was pregnant and she was fired. We know she was pregnant, but was she fired because she was pregnant? We certainly know she wasn't a Cherokee Indian. She was submitting French recipes to the Pow Wow Chow cookbook. But Warren now is claiming that she wants to give $1 trillion in climate reparations to black families. Yes, you heard that right. Just another $1 trillion of your money that she's wanting to spend. Yes, really. Elizabeth Warren's climate justice plan calls for handing over $1 trillion in environmental reparations to black families. Because in case you didn't know, I guess pollution is racist. Everything is racist, according to the Democrats. But them. Have you noticed that they are the most racial people you've ever heard? They are consumed with race. They are consumed with identity politics. They are the racialists. Yet they point the finger at the Republicans or independents or Trump supporters and call them racists. The plan she has, called Fighting for Justice as We Combat the Climate Crisis, asserts that black families are more likely to live in neighborhoods with higher concentrations of air pollution than white families, even when they have the same or more income. The plan doesn't address why, if they have the same income, the black families don't just move, but does claim that studies show whites largely cause air pollution. Surely this is due to demographics alone, and that blacks and Latinas, or Latinos, are more likely to breathe it in. The plan also claims that black families and people are hit harder by extreme weather events like hurricanes, flood, and even fire. Did you hear that Lebanon is asking for international help because it is the largest fire that's blazing over in Lebanon? But are you hearing the shouts from the Lebanese or the climate justice warriors that it's due to climate change? No. But Elizabeth Warren, to solve the apparent racism of air pollution, Warren is vowing to commit one-third of her climate investment fund to funnel at least $1 trillion into these areas. Lots of more money of yours just wasted down the black communist hole, the Marxist hole. Well, we'll get back to Joe Biden and his son Hunter. We found Hunter. We don't have to ask where's Hunter anymore. But we'll be right back with Raw and Unfiltered. This is Megan Barth sitting in for Wayne Allyn Root, and we'll be right back.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history. Ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, this segment of the show is sponsored by Swiss America. Our great friends at Swiss America. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years. And the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. You think maybe they know something you don't? China's on a record gold buying spree. You think maybe they know something you don't? Prices up $200 per ounce in the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 an ounce. Now it happened in 60 days. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. But who you buy from is even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to profit on this next big move, so free phone call, free special report just for my listeners, and a free 30-minute DVD starring the CEO of Swiss America and yours truly, Wayne Allen Root, as the host. And I don't mean just like a little role at the beginning of the video. I mean, I'm in the entire 30-minute video. It took a full-day shoot in Scottsdale, Arizona to create this video. I don't know how I do all this, but I fit this all into my life. So free video, free special report, and free call. What do you have to lose? The answer is nothing. Call 800-BUY-COIN, 800-BUY-COIN. You have a lot to lose if you don't buy gold. You don't understand gold. 800-289-2646 or visit SwissAmerica.com.
And welcome back. You're listening to Raw and Unfiltered, the Wayne Allen Root Show. This is Megan Barth with ReaganBabe.com. Always fill in for him on a Tuesday when I'm in town, and I absolutely love being hot behind this mic. This is my blowtorch of truth. That's what I call it. So you will get the true skinny on what is going on in the world, because we can't rely on the mainstream media to even report things factually. Because when the facts don't fit the narrative, they leave out the facts or they change the narrative. And yesterday was a good example of this. of how ABC News puts out a video and claims it to be coming from claims it to be a bombing by Turkey on Syria, and it actually comes from a gun range in Kentucky. Imagine us not having the fact checkers out there on the right. Imagine us not being able to use social media to get the news out. This is why Kamala Harris wants us silenced. This is why Kamala Harris was calling for Donald Trump's Twitter to be suspended. This is why Jack shadow bans people like James O'Keefe, who just exposed CNN. Do you know if you go to Twitter and type in expose CNN, it won't come up, even though there are tens of thousands of tweets and it should be trending? No. You can get expose Fox News, expose Donald Trump, expose Republicans, etc. You can't get exposed CNN. And people like James O'Keefe studied under my mentor, Andrew Breitbart. And Andrew was the first one that really opened my eyes to the outward bias. And really, not only unethical, but I would say seditious activities of the mainstream media. We cannot no longer rely on the mainstream media just to simply report the facts, find the facts, and report them. No, they always have to give it their spin. Or they just have to, like I said, create facts or leave out the facts. And so ABC News came back and said, oh, it was a mistake. Yeah, we're so sorry. We're so sorry we published that video of the Kentucky gun range and then wanted you to believe that it actually was coming from Turkey. Do you know they had to edit that video? They had to darken the video. They had to add some lighting to that video in certain areas. So it wasn't a mistake. It was deliberate. And so as the mainstream media works on behalf of the Democrat Party to deceive you, and as Antifa works on behalf of the Democrat Party to intimidate you, you know you can come to talk radio to find the truth, because here we aren't censored. There are certain things I can't say, of course, that I wouldn't say in front of my grandmother, but my grandmother swore like a truck driver. So I got to kind of take a step back and make sure that I cross my T's and dot my I's. But Elizabeth Warren, let's go to Elizabeth Warren. Tonight you're going to hear her talk about transgenders in the military, and people with HIV should also be allowed to serve in the military. Yeah, you heard it here first, and I'm sure you'll hear it tonight. But we'll get back to some more Democrat lunacy right after this break on Raw and Unfiltered, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. This is Megan Barth of ReaganBabe.com filling in for Wayne. Stay tuned. We'll go to war right after this break.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The latest Democratic presidential debate is set for Tuesday night in Ohio, with a dozen presidential candidates set to take the stage. Aside from the front runners, such as former Vice President Joe Biden, Senator Elizabeth Warren from Massachusetts, and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, many Americans will also get their first look at wealthy businessman Tom Steyer, who's also running for president. President Trump is claiming today's good day on Wall Street is because of the trade deal with China he announced last week.
We're going to be selling to China about $50 billion worth of farm agricultural products.
The president making those comments while honoring the champions of the NHL, the St. Louis Blues. Those final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow closed above 27,000 for the first time since July, gaining 237 points to close at 27,025. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All righty, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War, raw and unfiltered because there are no notes, no script, no teleprompter, no nothing. Just me ranting and reacting and responding and giving you my my opinions on the biggest news stories in America. By the way, the sponsor of this segment is My Doctor Suggests. Cold and flu season is here. Silver may be the best defense against colds and flu. But if you suffer from gut problems, skin conditions, yeast problems, candida, silver might be the answer for all of them. My Doctor Suggests products are made of alkaline-structured silver. They destroy yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses while not harming the good bacteria. And I've experienced firsthand the power of healing that happens when using their products because I have a very naturally and easily hoarse voice. As you can hear right now, it's really hoarse today. It was really hoarse Friday. Almost didn't make it to the whole show. What do I do the minute it starts getting hoarse? I start sucking on their silver lozenges between every single ad break of the show, and I last the whole three-hour show, and I make it. Thank God for their lozenges. No colds in 4 years since sucking on those silver lozenges. No more brain fog since jugging down their silver solution, which is their liquid. It's really fantastic. And no more leaky gut. Every time I eat, I used to get fatigued or upset stomach. No more. Thank you, My Doctor Suggests, and my skin is the best of my life thanks to their gel. Join me and thousands of people that have experienced a positive difference in their health with My Doctor Suggests. Get 20% off every order, every product, and you get free the book, The Silver Miracle, free by telling them you're a fan of Wayne Root. Call 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggests.com/root and use the promo code ROOT, and you get 20% off every order and The Silver Miracle free. mydoctorsuggests.com/root or 866-660-9868.
Welcome back to Raw and Unfiltered, the Wayne Allen Root Show. This is Megan Barth of ReaganBabe.com, filling in for Wayne every Tuesday. Wayne joins us at the top of the hour, 4 o'clock Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern. And I would love to hear from you. You can call anytime in this show, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Would love to hear from you. Who we did hear from was Hunter Biden. He came out of hiding. He gave an interview, an ABC interview, the same one that basically was behind a war hoax. You know, the left likes to tell us that YouTube memes cause violence. Well, what do ABC war hoaxes cause? And before we went to the break, I was telling you that that manufactured video that ABC claims was a mistake was doctored. They had to doctor it. So, no, it was deliberate. It was not a mistake. And what also is not a mistake is how much money that Hunter Biden, a former crack addict who was dishonorably discharged from the Navy, took in while his father was vice president. And what you're going to hear from the left is nepotism. Oh, you know, you really have Donald Trump really has the nerve, the gall to talk about nepotism. Romney, head of the RNC, really has the gall to talk about nepotism. Well, I'll tell you what. Donald Trump Jr. and Eric Trump and Ivanka all worked in the private sector. They made their money the fair way. They had profit and loss statements. They weren't shaking down foreign leaders under the guise of diplomacy in order to enrich their families. And that's exactly what Hunter Biden admitted during this interview. Hunter Biden admitted over the weekend that his father's political position helped him secure a lucrative appointment to the board of directors of a Ukrainian oil and gas company. Again, has absolutely no clue about oil and gas, but he is now on the board of Burisma. The younger Biden, who has a history of profiting from entities tied to his father, was asked during an interview with ABC News, which is set to air on Tuesday, if he would have been asked to join the board of Burisma Holdings in 2014 had his father not been the sitting vice president. I don't know, probably not in retrospect, Hunter Biden said, before admitting his family's political prominence played a larger role in all of his dealings. But that's, you know, I don't think that there's a lot of things that would have happened in my life if my last name wasn't Biden. No, you'd probably be sitting in jail. He further added that there is literally nothing as a young man or as a full-grown adult that his father in some way hasn't had influence over. Now, if you heard Joe Biden either on the stump yesterday or today, he was saying, I never spoke to my son about his business dealings. That's a lie because his son just said something completely different. The interview with ABC News comes as Hunter Biden's foreign business dealings have spilled out into the open, thank you, President Trump, causing a serious problem for his father's presidential campaign. The controversy started last month when President Donald Trump suggested the Ukrainian government probe into how the younger Biden secured an appointment to Burisma's board, shortly after his father was made the Obama administration's point man on Ukraine. Now, not only was he the point man, not only was his father the point man on Ukraine, but he obviously must have been the point man on Amtrak, because, you know, good old middle-class Joe was always taking the train everywhere. But just more corruption, Hunter Biden was also put on the Amtrak board. While Democrats argue, well, he spent a lot of time on trains. In June 2006, Hunter Biden was also put on the Amtrak board. Senator Thomas Carper from Delaware argued that Hunter spent a lot of time on trains and therefore makes an excellent candidate. So, hey, folks, if you commute by trains, why don't you just go knock on Amtrak's door and say, hey, I'm a frequent flyer. Put me on your board. I'm sure that'll get you somewhere. Hunter Biden was voted on to the Amtrak board in the first half of 2006. Hunter Biden's lobbyist firm made $1.76 million in lobbying revenue in the first half of 2006. So does that mean he made about $3.5 million in all of 2006? But, of course, the Democrat Carper argues Hunter Biden is a native Delawarean, and I would go on to say that he's also been nominated to serve on the Amtrak Board of Directors. When Hunter was unable to get into the University of Delaware, he instead went on to Georgetown and then to Yale Law School and managed to get through those okay. He ended up being senior vice president of MBNA, somehow one of the largest financial institutions of the country. He served as executive director of economy policy coordination at the U.S. Department of Commerce. That sounds like a made-up job to you, doesn't it? What the hell is it called? Executive director of economy policy coordination at the U.S. Department of Commerce. About 5 years ago, he went off and formed a law firm here in D.C., and now they represent over 100 clients, including a bunch of nonprofit organizations and educational institutions. My bet is if I or anybody looks into what kind of NGOs, nonprofits, and educational institutions those are, I bet you any money goes back to who? George Soros. More specifically, though, and for our purposes and for the purpose of this nomination, Hunter Biden has spent a lot of time on Amtrak trains. This is no joke. Like his father, our Congressman Mike Castle and myself, Hunter Biden has lived in Delaware while using Amtrak to commute to his job, as we commute to our job in Washington almost every day of the week. You know, you learn a lot about what you could work and what would work better at Amtrak by riding trains and talking to passengers, the commuters, the passengers, the folks who work on the trains and make them work every day. You also have a chance to see the huge economic benefit the region receives from having a strong passenger rail corridor, something that should be available in a lot of other parts of our country. Well, ho-hum, I drive a Mini Cooper and have for five, actually I think now 7 or 8 years, I should perhaps be on the board of BMW. But not everybody at CNN is buying it. The Clinton News Network, they're not buying it. Because if it weren't for James O'Keefe, again, we wouldn't know. Because of a whistleblower who now is named. That's usually what happens to whistleblowers. They come out and then they're named. And then they're provided protection should they need it. But Joe Biden has a problem, CNN senior justice correspondent tells undercover Veritas operative. James O'Keefe's organization, Project Veritas, has released their part two of their most recent undercover CNN expose, revealing more political bias within the network. The footage was obtained by insider Carrie Porch, who came to CNN a registered Democrat and campaigned and voted for Bernie in the 2016 primaries. Says he wants the network to get back to the facts and get back to reporting news. In one segment, CNN senior justice correspondent Evan Perez says that former VP Joe Biden has a problem. Now I'll tell you this, he says, Joe Biden has a problem because his son was trading in his name. It looks bad, it smells bad, it's not illegal. Nothing is illegal about it. How do you go and say that Donald Trump is the person, get him out of here and convict him, when your son is doing the same expletive? And it's not just the corruption allegations. Even CNN's own employees think Biden is boring. Why don't we show a Joe Biden rally or Elizabeth Warren rally in full, though? Asks CNN media coordinator Christian Sierra. People would change the channel, CNN media coordinator Nick Novell responded. It's Snoozeville, Christian Sierra says. It's Snoozeville. Well, Sleepy Joe crushes it in Snoozeville. More highlights via Project Veritas, and the full part two shows CNN President Jeff Zucker pushing Kamala Harris's demand to take down Trump's Twitter account. I think it's a good segment. Not going to happen, but it's a good talking. It's a good segment. Zucker on Harris. She is also retooling her struggling campaign. CNN media coordinator Christian Sierra says network is less fair to Andrew Yang and Amy Klobuchar. They're pro-top contenders. Sierra, I think they like Warren a lot. They don't like Tulsi Gabbard. And this is what I'm saying. The hard, communist, radical left loves Elizabeth Warren. And you know who Elizabeth Warren reminds me of? Remember Edith Bunker? She's like the skinnier version of Edith Bunker. She's like running around, screaming, waving her hands in the air. 72-year-old, washed-up, fake Indian socialist that we all have to listen to tonight, who wants to take $1 trillion of your dollars and for climate change as reparations to black families, and also wants HIV-infected transgenders in our military. You think that that's courting the independents? Just look at Louisiana. I don't think so. Well, stay tuned. We'll be right back with Raw and Unfiltered. This is the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Megan Barth filling in for Wayne until the top of the hour. Don't go anywhere. We'll go to war right after this break.
I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 an ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners, plus a free 30-minute DVD starring Wayne Allyn Root. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. 800-289-2646 or visit SwissAmerica.com.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred, maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Raw and unfiltered.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA recently reported that 70% of all veteran suicides are by vets who have never been to the VA. There's a saying, when a person's name is written down where people can see it, that person will never be forgotten. Many of our veterans, past and present, feel that nobody cares about them. We will be holding the first Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Memorial Tournament. All of the proceeds will go to purchase MP3 players for veterans. I know that veterans and their families all over the country will hear this announcement and not be able to play at the golf outing, but want to help. So here's your veteran's tip of the day. If you have a family member or a friend that is a veteran, for $100 you can honor them and make sure they will never be forgotten. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and sponsor a tea or a green in their name. Keep their memory alive. This has been your veteran's tip of the day.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Welcome back to Raw and Unfiltered, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. This is Megan Barth of ReaganBabe.com with you each and every Tuesday when I can be, and I do love being behind this mic. And I also love taking your phone calls, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Would love to get your insights and opinions on what we've been talking today or what we've been talking about today or what's going on in the world. But what's been going on in the world lately is more on the culture side. Let's talk a little bit about that, because there is such a thing called cultural Marxism. It's a rot that we've witnessed in our culture, where the family has been completely destroyed. Christianity is a target of the Marxist left. We have 70 different genders or something that we can choose from now. We have men competing in women's sports. Where are the feminists on that issue? Where is any feminist standing up? I see Martina Navratilova, thank God, actually standing up and doing something about it. But this will be the world that we live in should the left ever get power again, where there's mass confusion about gender and gender identity. There will be men competing in women's sports. We will be jailed or fined if we use the wrong pronoun. Hell, if you even use legal alien in New York City, you could be fined $250,000. Welcome to the tolerant left, people. But we all witnessed what Colin Kaepernick did to the NFL. He basically destroyed that organization by taking a knee during the national anthem, and the NFL quickly became an acronym for No Fans Left. Well, now we see the NBA standing on the sidelines or standing for the communist Chinese instead of standing with the protesters in Hong Kong against the communist Chinese. So I'd like to propose a new acronym for the NBA, No Balls Association. That's what the NBA should be referred to now. Because LeBron James had to open his big mouth. King James, as he likes to call himself. No ego there. And he comes under fire after blaming the China row on misinformed Rockets GM. Basketball superstar LeBron James of the No Balls Left Association was accused of turning a blind eye to Chinese repression on Tuesday after he criticized a Houston Rockets executive for angering China with a misinformed tweet supporting protesters in Hong Kong. So now if you support the freedom fighters in Hong Kong, you are just simply misinformed because you haven't been duped by the communist Chinese propaganda yet. James told reporters that Rocket's general manager, Daryl Morey, wasn't educated on Hong Kong and should have kept his mouth shut as the outspoken Lakers forward waded into a charged debate that other high-profile NBA figures have shied away from. LeBron says so many people could have been harmed, not only financially, but physically, emotionally, and spiritually. So just be careful with what we tweet and what we say and what we do, James told reporters when asked for comment in Los Angeles after returning from the NBA's annual China tour. His remarks drew praise from the communist social media users who have savaged Morey for butting into the country's affairs, but the U.S. reaction on Twitter was swift and harsh. At King James, you are parroting communist propaganda. China is running torture camps, and you know it, said Republican Senator Ben Sasse of Nebraska, referring to China's reported incarceration of up to 1 million Muslim Uyghurs in prison-like camps. The backlash in China against Morey's comments has cast a cloud over the No Balls Association, lucrative broadcasting, merchandising, and sponsorship interests in the country where it has a legion of fans. But the NBA is also under pressure from U.S. politicians and media outlets who have urged the league not to buckle under the Chinese criticism. Now, do you realize that Nike is also involved in this one, much like they were involved in Colin Kaepernick, where they basically put out the advertisement, if you will, stand for something if you risk losing everything, in reference to Colin Kaepernick. Well, this is what, stand for something unless you piss off the communist Chinese? So LeBron James is going to have $1 billion in the bank from his Nike sponsorships. That's the deal that LeBron James made with Nike. $1 billion. Now, he's been an active Democrat supporter. He was on Team Hillary, which means he was on Team China. And also on probably will support Biden or one of the other, candidates that we're going to see tonight. They're all Team China. So LeBron James, along with Nike, are standing on behalf of the communists. Why? Not because of the emotional or physical harm that might come to anybody over in China, but it's because of their own financial dealings, their own pocketbooks. So following his initial comments to reporters, King James, who has a lifetime endorsement deal with Nike, like I said, just $1 billion, he said, let me clear up the confusion. I do not believe there was any consideration for the consequences and ramifications of Morey's tweets. I'm not discussing the substance. Others can talk about that. What a coward. What an absolute coward. He's going to be a $1 billion coward. And most of that's going to come from communist Chinese money, much like Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden said, I didn't take a cent from the communist Chinese. And of course, ABC doesn't fact check him. Well, I'm sure Wayne Allen Root's going to do a lot of fact checking in this next hour, so stay tuned. Always great to be with you. This is Megan Barth of ReaganBabe.com. Wayne Allen Root is up next on Raw and Unfiltered. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.